Hello and welcome to Happy Hour, episode 29 of season 3, and we are live, even though this is a Monday. Normally we don't pre-record, we normally pre-record, but we're doing a live show this week. So with myself, Sham, otherwise known as FPL2Guys1Cup on Twitter.
And myself, Rob, otherwise known as FPL Panda.
Yeah, this week I'm at Europa League on Thursday, Rob, so we thought we'd do a live stream instead, right?
Yeah, and just... I'm so busy at the moment with other things that I haven't got time to actually edit anything afterwards. So yeah, whatever happens, happens. Raw and uncut.
There we go. Well, tonight's episode is slightly different to our normal episode in terms of format. So Rob is on a wild card, game week 16 wild card. So we're going to be discussing Rob's wild card, some choices around that, and I think this will relate to a lot of people, not just for those that are on wild card, but I guess those for the next upcoming fixtures, what kind of players to look at. So we'll be discussing that in some detail. First of all, we'll go through our usual fit free hit teams, players that we like for this week. And then we'll answer any of your questions at the end. So we'll do kind of 10, 15 minutes of Q&A at the end, if we get any questions at the end, that is. Shall we quickly talk about how we've done so far this game week?
So Sanchez in goal with 3 points. Rudiger and James, disappointing from them. 1 point between the two of them. And then two
Am I back? From Vel- Can you hear me?
Yes, you are back. You're disconnected, so I'm going through my team now.
I don't know what happened. All right, okay, go on, go through your team.
So yeah, Rudiger and James, 1 point between the two of them against West Ham. I didn't really want to play both of them, but who was it that was a doubt? There was someone that was a doubt beforehand, and it made me just want to bench. Who was it that was a doubt? I don't know. But yeah, I felt I should play both of them. Veltman, 2-pointer. Cancelo, 2-pointer. What's that, 93rd minute? City conceded right at the end. Cornet, 1-pointer, which is gutting. That was because it was like a little punt against Newcastle, and he came off, 15 minutes? Or half an hour or something like that. That was annoying. Jota, 3 points from him. Salah doing what Salah does with his 6 points. Bowen's 11-pointer. That was nice because I did take a hit last week for Bowen and Ben Johnson. So that Bowen double-figure hauls kind of meant the hit was worth it. And then Ronaldo, 2 points. I think I watched the game yesterday, and on another day, Ronaldo has a haul. He had like 4 or 5 chances, which he either put wide or put over or straight at Gaeta. And another day he has a haul there. So yeah, no concerns over him. And then the last three or four game weeks where I've had these two Wolves attackers, I felt like it's just... no returns from either of them at all over the last 3 weeks. So, them being benched, I felt that I was more likely to get points from James and Rudiger than I was from Jimenez and Wang in the end at the deadline. And I mean, if James didn't go and get himself booked, they'd have only been a point behind the other two. So, I think it was just one of those things. West Ham turned up for once.
Yeah, because we're fucking massive, mate. We're massive.
I've got ESR still to play, but not expecting anything big from him. I need a return off him to sort of make it a great.
You never know, Pickford could get injured in the middle of the goal and go to the floor, and Smith may all right score a goal, right?
Yeah, Well, he's not going to get many of them in his career, is he? I think I need at least a goal from him to give myself either a grey or a green arrow. At the moment, it's about an 80k drop down to the dark depths of 468k, which, ish is the phrase. I mean, for the last few weeks, where I've been getting like small red arrows and stuff, but I've always been around the average, the average for the top 1K. And this week, I'm 7 points down from the top 1K. It's just got to get this wild card right. And hopefully that'd be able to propel me into the higher echelons and catch up with you.
Indeed. Right, so I'll finish off going through my team. So 40 points was scored in the end. I rolled my transfer. No one really returning in my side, to be honest with you, no one out of the ordinary. I've got TAA who delivered, Salah doing what Salah does. Antonio got me an assist. Rafinha got me an assist, and everyone else blanked, really. I've got Ramsdale to go, currently on a red arrow with Ramsdale to play. So I'm hoping if he gets, hopefully a 7 to 8 pointer, it might bring me out for the week, I guess, within the top 100k, because I'm probably going to drop after auto subs. Kind of just waiting now to decide what to do for this game week. I've got an idea, and we'll kind of discuss that later on when we talk about your wildcard and plans and stuff. Disappointing game week so far, I think, for most.
It wasn't the game week for the template, as it were. If you look at this,
even last week, same as last week.
Yeah, I mean, if you look how, well, last week everyone was talking about this template, big at the back with TAA, James, it was Chilwell, but that's moved on to Rudiger or Alonso, Diaz, Cancelo, and only TAA ended up coming back with a return. I mean, Chelsea had the tough fixture. The way that Watford play, they play very quick off the counter. There was always the potential that at some point they might get a chance, and they took it against City. I'd still say that City are the better option to have a double up in defence than Chelsea or Liverpool. Although Liverpool, didn't Robertson return again this week? Or is in midweek last week he returned again?
No, I don't think he returned this week.
I think it was in midweek in game week 14 he returned again. He's another option that's out there. I think he's about the same price as Cancelo. So if you have the choice between the two of them, you'd probably go Cancelo because he's almost playing as a left winger for City most of the time.
Right. Should we go on to our free hit teams for this week? So these are players that we really like the looks of, that we think will do well this week, and will kind of give us an idea of players that you can start looking at for the next, maybe not for the next couple of weeks, but definitely for this week. So I have gone for Fabianski in goal. I think it will be Burnley without Kone, as long as, especially as Kone's injured, I don't see them being attacking. Newcastle are one of the leakiest side, and they couldn't kind of really score, whereas the first 15-20 minutes when Kone was on the pitch looked like they were going to score, but they just couldn't do anything for the last 75. So that's kind of why I've gone with Fabianski in goal. I've gone TAA, Cancelo, James and White at the back. Still going with kind of big at the back. TAA against... The fixtures haven't updated on there.
Because the game week hasn't finished yet.
okay. Fair enough. I need to load up the fixtures then on another screen, because I can't memorise all the fixtures. I'm not like James from Planet FPL, where he memorises everything. So Liverpool this week have got... Who have Liverpool got this
They're
week?
At home to Villa.
Villa. This week. I think TAA needs to be in there, just because of his attacking potential. I'm not sure whether or not they keep a clean sheet. And then I've got City against Wolves. Wolves don't obviously score a lot, so that's kind of why we've gone with Cancelo. But obviously we know Cancelo's attacking potential. And then I've gone with James against Leeds. And then Ben White against Southampton. I think Southampton are starting to... They don't seem to be scoring a lot in terms of their XG. I know they scored against Brighton on the weekend, but I think Arsenal are looking a lot more better from at the back, and I think they'll be able to keep a clean sheet there, which is why I've gone Ben White. And then we've got Salah, Mount, Bowen and Smith Rowe. Mount playing Leeds, West Ham playing... who are we playing? We are playing Burnley. So I've gone with Bowen because Bowen's on fire and he's shagging Danny Dyer. So, you know. Did you see my...
I saw your post.
On my tweet.
When was it? It's
fucking awesome.
When was that?
Did you see my Twitter that I retweeted?
I think so.
Oh, this was incredible. So this was... I'm going to play it. Right. This was outside the ground. Okay, well, I'm just going to... Right. So this was outside the ground with a horde. So if you're on Twitter, go on my Twitter, which is FPL2Guys1Cup, and you'll see this video. Yeah, Bowen's playing really well at the moment. He was man of the match on Saturday, and it's just class. Like, a definite buy. So yeah, that's why he's in for me. And then Smith Rowe, just a cheap enabler. Again, I don't think see Southampton doing that well, so that's why I've gone with Smith Rowe. And then Ronaldo and Vardy up top. Ronaldo playing Norwich. They should score hatful, even though Norwich have been recent times a lot more better defensively, but then obviously leaking in three goals to Spurs at the weekend. And then Leicester have got Newcastle, again leaky side, so that's kind of why I've gone with the side that I've gone with. Right, I don't even know what the, like, how we're doing so far this
last week. Well, we didn't do one in game week, well, this week 15. We did game week 14, you won by 80-56.
Okay.
Yeah, you got lucky with one of your subs that you had.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Because you had Gundogan and Reece James, who both didn't play. And, yeah, one of your subs hauled. And
okay. Yeah. Can't remember who it was.
No, neither can I. and then you had Salah as well, didn't you? So
Captain.
Yeah, so I didn't have Salah as my captain.
Right,
on to my free hit. So I've gone with De Gea in goal against Norwich. I think one thing I was really impressed with United yesterday was defensively they didn't, like, there's moments in games where, especially in the sort of this first third of the season, where United have given teams too much space and time in their box, and that's led to more shots at goal, and obviously eventually leads to more goals. Now, in yesterday's game, there was only one clear-cut chance, and it was from an angle as well. So I felt a lot more comfortable watching the game yesterday than I have for a while. Watching a Man United game, so I'm going to go with De Gea. I'm backing myself with that and going De Gea, and I've interestingly gone with Diogo Dalot as well.
Is he left back now, right back?
He's a right back.
So is he nailed? What's going on there? Why Dalot?
So Carrick dropped Wan-Bissaka. Because he's been pretty horrendous against Liverpool. He was culpable for at least two of the goals. Against City, he was culpable for at least two of the goals. Like, all the attacks were coming down that side, and we're talking about a player that a year ago we were talking about as the best defensive right back, English right back. But he's nowhere near those sort of standards at the moment. The other thing with Dalot is he offers a lot more going forward. And in yesterday's game, it was became quite clear to see that United had lined up in a 4-2-2-2 with like the four at the back, McFred as the first two, Sancho and Bruno as the second two, and Rashford and Ronaldo as the top two. Now, because you've got that second two, you've got the defensive two, and then you've got a second two that play almost as two number 10s. So they come, they're coming, they're not playing as wide as normal.
Yeah.
And we saw that a lot yesterday, that like Bruno and Sancho operating in the area between the wing and the middle of the pitch rather than on the wing. So this means that your fullbacks, and in this case, it's at the moment, it's Alex Telles and Diogo Dalot, are having to push right forward to support, to give you some width. And like the guy's not scared to cross the ball. Like, whilst Wan-Bissaka, it almost, like, you always knew what he was going to do. He'd get himself high up, get to the penalty area, opposition penalty area, turn back, and then he'd look at a pass back to one of the centre mids. With Dalot, he gets into that area, his first thought is, I've got one of the best players aerially in the world in the middle of the box. I need to get the ball in there. And he did it three or four times yesterday. And almost every time, it got he got it on Ronaldo's head.
Do you think he's nailed, though?
I think for the time being, he is. I can see Wan-Bissaka starting in the week against Young Boys. Because it's a dead rubber game. I can't see anything out of the last two or three games as he played. Started against Arsenal, started against Palace. So last two games. Yeah, out of those last two, there was nothing in either of those games to tell me he'll be dropped and Wan-Bissaka comes back in. There's nothing that I can see for that. And I mean, a couple of people on Twitter earlier said, oh, maybe Wan-Bissaka just comes in for the tough fixtures. Well, we haven't got a tough fixture for 15 game weeks. We're so ridiculous now. By which point, Dalot could be properly nailed. But yeah, I think for the time being, I think if Ralph wants to play this 4-treble-2, he needs attacking fullbacks. And Wan-Bissaka does not offer that. He's so poor attacking-wise. And it's probably, he might come back in once they've had a chance to really work on his attacking. But for now, I think Dalot, I'd be very surprised if he didn't start against Norwich at the weekend. Yeah, very surprised.
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, De Gea and Dalot, I mean, 4.4 million is absolute steal. If he is nailed. Reece James. Yeah. TAA, Cancelo, same as you. Those three, I think most weeks now, those three are going to feature in our free hit teams because they can return.
Yeah.
The three of them, they're not fullbacks, are they? They're more like wingers, aren't they? So you're not getting them for their defensive returns. The defensive stuff's just a bonus. Salah, Gundogan and Bowen. So interesting ones. Gundogan, sticking with him. Against Wolves rather than going over to Bernardo. I still think that those returns from Gundogan will come. So sticking with him. Bowen obviously was impressive against Chelsea. He takes the most shots at goal and he gets in the most attacking positions. So and that's why I've got him in and I'm not even considering Antonio at the moment. And then up front, I've got Ronaldo as my captain, Jamie Vardy against Leicester, like yourself, and I'm going with Emmanuel Dennis against Brentford on Friday night, who at 5.6 is still a bargain. Did he return twice in the last week? Returned against City, and he
Yeah.
returned in the week in
No,
midweek
he
as
didn't
well.
return against City.
He didn't return against City.
He didn't. Re
Who scored against
No.
City? Oh, João
Is it
Pedro.
Pedro? Yeah.
But yeah, Dennis. Well, he returned in midweek. And he's another one that's a bargain. Question marks whether he goes to AFCON at the moment. I believe he's been named in the preliminary squad for the. He's been
Has he?
named in a squad for the first time in like 2.5 years because he fell out
Oh,
with the
wow,
coach.
okay.
So that's something to keep an eye on with the African Cup of Nations coming around after Christmas. So yeah, that's my free hit team for the week.
Okay.
Is there any other players, do you think,
Well,
from the fixtures coming up that we should be have our eye on?
City, I think this is something that we'll discuss. I guess let's go through your wild card because that will give us an idea of players that we like over the next couple of game weeks and players for this week. Should we do that?
Yep.
Kind of options for your wild card and things like that, because that will give us a kind of talking point. Because we want to talk a little bit about City, and I guess I haven't seen your wild card draft other than what you put on Twitter the other day, so we can kind of discuss these teams then, and that probably makes more sense to do that.
This is currently how I'm sitting, so I'll just read it out for those listening. So at the moment, I've got Robert Sanchez. He could easily be Vicente Gaita. I'm not sure which one I want to keep out of the two, accompanied by Harry Lewis, who is the Southampton third choice keeper, who looks like he is in line to be playing at least this weekend. There are rumours that Southampton are signing free agent and former Manchester City penalty specialist Willy Caballero, which would be interesting, especially wondering what price that FPL would price him up at. I'm sure they could only price him up at 4 million, really. So it could be that I bring in Willy Caballero. The idea being that I'd have that 4 million spot when Ben Foster comes back, because he'll go back down to 4 million at some point. I move that 4 million into Ben Foster to then have a rotating pair again. Defence, keeping James and Cancelo, sacking off Ben Johnson because of his injury, Antoine Rudiger and Joel Veltman, bringing in TAA, who we spoke about a couple of weeks ago about our biggest mistakes of the season. My one was selling TAA, and I sold him at like 7.4 million, and he's gone up 0.7 million since I sold him. Diogo Dalot and Ben Davies, who picked up a couple of assists at the weekend, and at 4.4 million, if he stays in this Spurs lineup, he could be great value as well, with Conte obviously working a lot defensively on them at the moment. The midfield, Smith Rowe, Salah, Bowen already there. I'm gonna sell. I think I'm gonna get rid of Jota.
Interesting.
Purely because I feel like I need some form of City attack cover. And so at the moment I've got Bernardo in there. Now, the way that my budget works, I could have Bernardo, I could have Jota, could have Gundogan, or any of those three in there. And that's something that I've probably got to think on for a few days. But yeah, I'm just not sure whether I want to keep Jota in there or I can move to Jota after Christmas and let it get out of the way. But it's something to think on at the moment. Then Ben Gilmore at 4.4, looking like
Billy Gilmore.
Ben Gilmore, Billy Gilmore, looking like Dean Smith likes him in that centre midfield role. I can't see him coming up with hauls at all over the course of the season, but he will tick along nicely with a couple of points every week. So it's at least a couple of points coming off your bench rather than no points coming off your bench. Then up front, at the moment, I've got Josh King. That could be Dennis. Ronaldo, obviously, United's fixtures coming up. Brilliant run of fixtures. And a 1 week punt on Christian Benteke. Palace play Everton at home this week. So I've got Benteke. I've got 1.2 million in the bank, which can allow me to move to Watkins or Antonio or a number of players from him next week. Obviously, I probably prefer Watkins. They play Norwich in game week 17, but I don't want him for the Liverpool fixture. So it makes sense just to have a punt on someone for a week. And Benteke, I mean, there's not many other players you could punt on at that sort of price band. Morpay, maybe against Spurs, but Spurs have looked better defensively. Leicester would be Vardy that played back up front. I'm not going to be looking at Ivan Toney against Watford, I don't think. There's not much there. An interesting one is Bamford being back. He obviously got the very late equaliser yesterday. You'd think that he'll be back in the starting lineup very soon. So, he's someone to keep an eye on. But the one good thing is with Leeds is their fixtures over the next few weeks. Like, they've got Chelsea in 16.
Tough fixtures.
City midweek next week. Then they got Arsenal. Then they got Liverpool. So you don't really need to think about Bamford or Rafinha or anyone till game week 20 when they play Villa at home. And like, Villa are looking a lot better now under Gerrard. So I'd even go as far to say, don't really need to look at Rafinha or Bamford till 21. Something to keep an eye on for now. So what are your thoughts
let me ask you some questions. Let's kind of get the discussion here. So first thing comes to mind is why only two United, and are there any other options that you considered from United?
So it's mainly because of
let me just kind of change it as well. You've gone for Ronaldo, so you've gone two United. So obviously Ronaldo and Dalot. Now Dalot's not nailed, right? So it's a possibility that Wan-Bissaka comes back in a couple of weeks' time, right? In which case you've only got one United.
I think with Wan-Bissaka, I think he would have started yesterday. He was on the bench yesterday. I think if he's still nailed as the first choice right back, he would have started yesterday. But he didn't. And that was the most interesting thing about that lineup that Rangnick put out, was that he had kept Wan-Bissaka on the bench and brought in Dalot. Other assets from United, Rashford, if in this 4-treble-2, he's obviously a midfielder in the game. So he's there. For me at the moment, it's to do with budget. Sancho as well. He's dropped to about 8.8 or 8.7. So he could be a good option. I could potentially, if I wanted to go with Benteke or cheaper and not want to move the second striker up a little step, I could make Bernardo into a Sancho if I wanted to. But
can you afford to go Benteke to, I don't know, Davis, and then, or not even Davis, Broya, for example, and then Smith Rowe to Sancho? I don't know if you've got the budget for that.
No, because you're only you're gaining 1.5.
Yeah, you've got money in the bank as well, haven't you?
Yeah, Yeah, not enough. Yeah, I think it's a case of just watching. I think that Ronaldo is still very much the central figure in that attack. Yesterday, like I say, as I said at the beginning of the pod, he could have had a hatful if he had his like his shooting boots on. Well, he had his shooting boots on, his not his clinical boots on. Yeah, he could have come away with a bit of a haul, but I'm counting on him to return more than Rashford or Sancho. I think if I was going with one of those two, I'd probably have to come off Ronaldo and then go with both of them
Yep.
rather than just one. I mean, Bruno as well, who's was massively involved in everything yesterday. And he's still going to pick up returns here and there. So yeah, it's a bit of a conundrum. I think this week, like there's the game against Young Boys, although it is the dead rubber. We'll see more of what of how United are going to set up to play. Then we've got Norwich on Saturday. We'll see even more. I think it's just a case of watch these two games and then just keep an eye on it.
Just
Because a lot of
the
other
team
people
news
have
has
got
come out.
people to
The team
move.
news has come out for Arsenal, and Smith Rowe is not in the starting lineup.
Oh well,
He's not.
there's my
He's not
bad
even
boy
on the
then.
bench.
So I've got
He's not even on the.
2 points. He was a doubt. He was injured.
Yeah, he's not even on the bench.
So it's a lot of people getting Bowen points off benches and stuff like that. Yeah, I'd like to go triple United, but I think I've just got to. I think it's a wait and see. Because it would
Okay.
mean it would probably mean downgrading one of James or Cancelo.
All right, a couple of other questions then. Defense, are you contemplating anyone else other than, so out for Davies and Dalot, is there any other considerations there that you're,
Not
this is not
really.
locked, right? So you're
No.
kind of not sure. Yeah, so are there any other considerations there? And if not,
Defensively,
I've got a name for you.
I was looking at generally looking at players that are 4.5 or below that could potentially rise and make some money at some point. And it's quite tough at the moment because there's not many players out there. Like Livramento is down 4.5, Dier's gone up to 4.5. I mean, you've got Charlie Taylor and Matt Loughton at Burnley, but they've been pretty poor. So they're not a team that I really wanted to go for. Ben White at Arsenal. Arsenal have been better defensively, well, until they conceded three last Thursday. Sessegnon's an interesting one because he's picked up some minutes in the last couple, was he? Let me just double check. Well, he started yesterday against Norwich.
No, he didn't start. Reguilón started, then
He
he
came
came
on,
off
yeah, he came on
injured.
for Reguilón.
Reguilón, yeah.
So yeah, Reguilón, although Reguilón said, "I'm not out for long. Keep me in your teams."
Yeah, I saw that.
Another
Easing
one,
off.
maybe not for now, but in a few weeks, Luke Ayling at 4.3 could be a good option from like game week 21 onwards. It's just it's not much down there in that cheap area. Tavares is the other one. If he holds on to his spot, is he starting tonight?
No, Tierney's starting.
Tierney's starting, so that takes Tavares out of the equation as well.
Hello?
And then Masuaku.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Oh, I couldn't hear what you said. What did you say, Rob?
I said, and Masuaku If
Oh,
he's
I'm
in.
cutting out. Hello. I couldn't
Your
cut out
dial up
again.
internet.
Yeah. Masuaku is all I heard. What, you're asking him if he's an option? He's not an option at the moment.
It's not an option at the moment. Well, there you go.
However, I do have another West Ham option for you. I think Sufao has kind of got back in the side. And I believe he's 4.7 million. That is a very good option there. It's a bit more than these other players, but I would, especially with West Ham's good run of form fixtures coming up, I would definitely have a look at Sufal.
I think if I was going
100%.
with Sufal, I'd probably have to lose one of the of James Cancelo or TAA.
Yeah, fair enough.
Because I don't think that big at the back, like where you had the two Chelsea fullbacks or two City fullbacks, I don't think it's, and we've seen it this week where only Liverpool get to clean sheet. I don't think it's the optimum thing to do, especially when all of these teams have great fixtures going forward where you'd want some of their attackers, don't you? And you can't afford their attackers if you're going with their defenders. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the other consideration I had was to sack off TAA and just go Robertson, because that saves 1.2 million or something like that. But I think that's a bit too much of a gamble, especially when TAA seems to be, his floor at the moment seems to be about 7 or 8 points.
Forever QPR's put Mankio 4.0 starter. It's a good option. Kind of your third bench.
It's...
save you a bit of money.
Not really. Because I want a bench there. We've been talking about for...
yeah, but Mankio's starting. Yeah, but he's starting.
He's starting until Newcastle's players stop getting suspended.
Really? He's... no, I think... what's it? How long has he been... he's played every game. Oh, no. Okay.
He's played
so
the
he
last
a
two
few in the middle, but like, played the last two and then played from game week 4 to 10.
But I'd like... would I rather pay the extra 0.4 and have Ben Davies, who's going to keep clean sheets, or 0.4 Delo, who's going to keep clean sheets?
Okay, quick one on City. Just quick one on City. So you've gone with Bernardo out of the City attackers so far. Any reason why you've gone Bernardo?
Just form at the moment.
And then I've got one more question after that. So.
It's just, at the moment, it's just form. But it could easily be Gundogan. It could easily be Foden. You could take your pick from that City midfield, and any of them can return. So at the moment, it's just Bernardo simply because of form. But one of the other midfielders will probably go crazy in the week in the Champions League, and it'll make me change my mind. Not sure at the moment.
Okay, I'm not going to question your 1 week punt, but one more question I've got is King versus Dennis. Why have you gone King over Dennis?
At the moment, I've got King in there because of AFCON, because I don't want to be wasting a transfer in January to move my 5.6 million forward to my 5.7 million forward.
Yep, fair enough.
So, yeah, that at the moment, it could easily still, if I need to cut 0.2 to have some money in the bank, then I'll probably have Dennis instead of King. But at the moment, in this draft, I didn't need to do that. So that's why I've gone with him.
And no Spurs attackers. Son,
no.
Too expensive.
Yeah, Son's too expensive. If I want those three at the back, and Salah and Ronaldo, then yeah, I have to it's the midfield that's gonna is gonna suffer. I mean, I could sack off Bowen and bring in Pastor Fred to go and play in centre mid. but yeah, I think it's my team value. I mean, it was TAA. It was TAA not coming off of Tsimikas. And doing what everyone else did and getting Tsimikas to Livramento. That's 0.6 million I've lost out on. TAA selling him, lost out on 0.7 million. So it's just my team value is horrendous.
Before we kind of take some questions from the chat and kind of end the stream, are there any other things on wildcard that you are considering or that other people should be thinking about?
I think definitely looking at, you've got the sort of the teams we know that have got this great run of fixtures: United, City, Liverpool, Chelsea. It gets a little bit tougher with Leeds. Everton, who could have a different manager by middle next week, depending on what happens tonight. Then Wolves. But then, from 21, they've got a little tricky spot. So maybe not investing too much into Chelsea at the moment. And then looking at the teams to target at the moment, Newcastle, obviously the one. Norwich, you want to target them. There's not buying their players, as in pick players that are facing these sides. I think West Ham, it's hard to ignore 18, 19, 20, where you've got Norwich at home, Southampton at home, Watford away. That's something where, Soufal could be someone that I do end up with instead of Davies or Delo. More likely to be instead of Davies, because I could move off of Davies in 18 when Spurs play Liverpool and move on to Soufal that week when West Ham play Norwich. So there's things like that you can do along the way. But United are the team that I think are worth keeping an eye on with their assets, especially in the next week. You want to bring in Ronaldo this week. I think if you've got Kane, it's an easy move. Just sack off Kane. He doesn't look like scoring. Kane to Ronaldo just makes sense.
A good segue onto my side.
Yeah, and then you can hold on for 2 weeks, like the Brentford away, Brighton at home games for United, slightly tougher games. And then you could then steam in again with another one or two of their players against Newcastle, whilst also learning more about how this new United are going to play.
Okay, right. Should we get some answers in the questions in the chat, or should we talk about my side quickly?
Answers to the questions. Well, tell us what your plan is.
My initial plan, I'm just going to keep it short and sweet. It's probably going to be Kane to Ronaldo and Rafinha to Bowen. That's what I'm initially thinking. I haven't thought about things too much more than that, but that's kind of my initial thinking. And captain will be Salah.
It's going to be Salah. I am tempted to put it on Ronaldo.
Yeah, no, I'm captain Salah.
I think you've got the greatest goal scorer of all time against the worst defence of Premier League history. I've got a feeling that Villa are going to pick up something from Liverpool. I think this Gerrard's Villa, it seems a world away from Dean Smith's Villa.
Yeah.
I've got a feeling they're going to pick up something, or at least be able to deal with the Salah threat. I think
Okay.
more likely to see Ronaldo hit like go off than you are Salah this week. So it feels like it might be a good spot, especially with the backup of I'm using my wild card. I can target lots of good fixtures and know that I should be able to have returns from other players as well. Yeah.
All right, let's get some questions answered then in the chat before ending the show. I think we've only got one.
Just the one from Joe. Evening, guys. It feels like I have multiple fires to put out this week. Royale, ESR, Jesus and Tony. Two free transfers. What is your advice? Can Tony ride the bench while I sort the rest out? I think...
It's difficult without knowing the rest
of
your
side. Knowing the rest of your team. If ESR is just... forever QPR, our friend Pontus said ESR's injury is supposed to just be a tight groin, which means you'd expect him back next week. No midweek game for Arsenal, so you expect him either midweek next week or the week after. So I'd probably hold on to ESR, and it's cheap enough for you to sit on your bench, really. Royale.
I'd look at Soufal.
Yep.
Honestly, I'd look at Soufal. I think he's got that right back position. He's got it back. That's my personal opinion. I could be wrong, but that's what it looked like.
I think the two I'd get rid of are probably Royale and Tony, because you can move Tony into one of those Watford players. If you wanted to, Watford have got this nice run of fixtures: Brentford, Burnley, Palace, Wolves on the way. So, it's a nice run that if you come off Tony, you can pick up the Tony is an issue for me. Is Dennis really an option? Yes. As I've just said, you probably missed me saying that. With Brentford's fixtures coming up. In their next 10, they play United, they play City, and they play Liverpool. He hasn't shown that he's going to be like going crazy at any point. It doesn't feel like you're missing out on anything by selling him. I'd sell him and target those Watford fixtures that look a lot better than they have been. Glasgow, ESR to Saka in Sky. That's now. Or hold. It depends. If he's your plan for you to be a captain tonight, then make that move. If not, then I'd hold until we know more info. I think I've got him in one of my teams for Sky, and I'm probably going to hold him because I've got someone else playing. I've got Ben White playing as well. So I can just captain Ben White.
Right. Anything else to discuss, Rob? Or is that it for this week?
I think that's it for this week. I might still do a stream on Thursday night, depending on whether I can find someone, because James has gone off to scout for the next Mohamed Salah, hasn't he? So...
he's in Egypt, he is indeed, isn't he?
Yeah, so I won't be joined by James. I'll be either joined by someone completely random or not joined by anyone at all, and I'll just do a Twitter space or something instead. Quickly go through the mini league. Let's have a quick look. It's obviously not including the Everton Arsenal game. So in 10th, we've got Greg Cook back into the top 10. John Leaf down to 9 on 1,028 points. Tomas Savikas down to 8th. Tom Glover up to 7th. Distruik up to 6th. Deirdre Kane down to 5th. Pontus Gunlik up to 4th on 1,047 points. Paul Welsh up to 3rd on 1,048. Just Scott. Still sitting in second, 9 points behind our leader, James Twiddy, on 1,062 points. Absolutely crazy. I'm miles away from him.
Right. I think that's it. Good to go.
Yep.
Right,
Do
guys.
your bit.
Right. Thanks for tuning in. You can find us on Twitter at FPL underscore happy hour. We're also on Spotify and iTunes and all a number of podcasts. And our YouTube channel is FPL Happy Hour. Please like, subscribe, and share. And all your retweets are appreciated. Until next game week. Take care. Bye bye.
Cheers, guys.